Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
How on earth does this oak keep surviving? Frank Opperman every week on this competition. It's definitely the public vote, guys. I mean, it has to be. It's like, come on.
Yeah, it is a public vote because, I mean, he sits at the bottom of the log, but he still makes it through. And that's what keeps the show interesting, I guess, is that you can be at number one and still make it into the dance-off, or you can be right at the bottom and still not even make it close to that dance-off because your fans are voting for you.
It's crazy. Some of the contestants that we've had in, because we touch base with the contestants every Monday usually, have been saying that the worst is to be in the middle because then people don't know if they should vote for you or not vote for you and you're not safe. And like, it's very unpredictable because even the dance-off keeps changing every single week. So are you even at a point where you can go on stage? I mean, there's no peace of mind going on stage, right? You just hope for the best.
No, there's no peace of mind.
Even as a professional who's been doing this for a long time, it's scary every time.
Every single time.
Really scary every time.
Yeah, someone who went to the show was saying to me that they were seated quite close to where the contestants kind of just come out.
Mm-hmm.
And the professional dancers look pretty composed, and then the celebrities are like, they're petrified.
Yes.
This could go so many different ways.
Yeah, I think they could have a whole show of just our faces in fear, with tears in our eyes, with our lips trembling. It's absolutely excruciating having to stand there because you are so worried that what if I forget the step? What if I don't hear the count? What if I do the wrong thing? What if I step on him, you know? What if I do the wrong thing? So all of these thoughts go through your head. And I think they've mastered the art of looking better at it and looking more composed.
Poker face. Believe me, the pressure's there. We
also watch it. Thank you. Legal, I mean, looking at your Insta stories and everything during the competition, that like you took this very seriously. The food was serious. You took every aspect of this seriously. There's almond milk and places. Like, it was just the whole thing.
Were you watching my Insta story?
I was just watching your Insta stories.
Almond milk. I've never been that bougie to own almond milk, though.
There was something here, and you were doing that thing on your legs where it like pulsates.
That's Ryan.
What on earth is that?
Dr. Hammond in the house.
Yes.
It looks like soy milk in the one picture over there. Maybe it's just milk or something.
It's just milk.
I was so impressed with you for a second.
No, I'm not that bougie yet.
But you took it very seriously, this whole thing. Are you surprised how seriously you took it based on sort of what you thought the experience might be when you first got the call and accepted?
No, not surprised at all. I know myself. I generally am the person that goes a little bit too much, you know, like all my friends are always like, oh, why you always got to be the A-plus student raising your hand in class? And so I knew I was going to take that approach because that's pretty much how I do everything in my life. I think the things I didn't expect was the fact that I had so much fun, and also the fact that I fell in love with so many of the cast, you know. There were so many people that became my friends on different levels for different reasons as well. And I think when you walk in, you see everybody there. Here's the super tall girl who really, really just chats all the time. Here's Frank Opperman sitting in the corner. Here's Zola, Timbisa. Everybody's there and you're like, I don't know if I'm even going to make it past week two, just based on the people sitting there. And then you become friends. You become like a family on set.
Well, this is another insight that we've had from some of the contestants is that with Dancing with the Stars of Africa, it's this giant big room that everybody sits in, whereas with the other version of the show, the UK one, everyone had dressing rooms. So now it's like you're forced to change in front of each other and hang out, and it's like super communal, and we're on the rooftop of Hyde Park and making the whole thing work.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think Eden and I had a competition how many times we could walk through that room in our boxer shorts.
Yeah, and how many times we lost our minds. I still have footage. I literally was asleep the one day. I was woken up by girls going, woo! And I just joined in. I don't know why I was joining in. And at least 3 seconds in, I was like, oh, Eden forgot his pants in the one room. So he had to walk in his boxes from the one room to the next. Very entertaining.
It must be so interesting, though, because you are kind of all competing against each other. But then everybody's like super tight and helping each other out. And it's an interesting dynamic to have in this sort of competition. What do you attribute it to?
This season, I've done seasons of this before.
Yeah.
Well, Strictly Come Dancing, not Dancing with the Stars. But this season literally has been the most amazing cast that I've ever experienced. The friendship and the camaraderie and the sportsmanship was incredible. There was very little bitchiness and things like that. I know the public want to hear stories and everything, but actually everyone on the floor, of course, it's war, but they were so
it's
cool.
It's just the Mnet magic, bro. That's
must
what
be
they
the
say.
Mnet.
It is. Magic. It is where magic lives. And also just with the cast, especially the what we call the celebrities, we were all going through the same thing. So if you're going to be mean to one another, we all in pain, we all have blisters. We all are struggling. Yeah, look, like the amount of swear words backstage.
Yeah, you had
probably
an injury early on in this
yeah,
thing.
Very, very early on. So if we couldn't like hang on each other and moan to each other, then what were we going to do back there?
Mm. What do you think is the one thing that someone had to come to Liesl and say, like, listen, I'm considering doing this. Maybe it's a friend of yours. Like, should I do it? Shouldn't I do it? What's the one thing you just actually can't articulate until you've done it and lived it?
The emotions.
Yeah, really.
You know, yeah. And, you know, I've got a lot of people praising me for being the girl that could cry, and then also people saying, oh, she's a baby. No, she's not a baby. She's somebody who is in touch with her emotions. And that's how I deal with things, you know. People deal with certain kinds of emotions in different ways, and that's just how I dealt with mine. But everyone struggled with just how physically and emotionally draining the competition is. But if any of my friends ask me if they should do this, I would say absolutely. And also make sure that Ryan's your partner. I mean, come on. Even if you're a guy, I don't know what you're going to do, but you can figure it out.
He's in like the Hall of Fame with this whole thing. Now,
I know. I mean,
you're super acclaimed in this space.
I've been lucky to have fabulous partners. And you know what? When you go through, you get to know someone so quickly. You just get put in a room with someone, and next minute it's 80 days, 8 hours a day. We literally now know each other that I could go to the shop without calling her, and I could bring her exactly what she wants.
Wow.
I know what you'd need. You can kind of read each other's minds.
That's crazy.
So it happens very fast.
Yeah.
And I've just, that can go either way. You're either lucky that you've got someone that you get along with, or it can go the other way. You know, actually for me it was very hard, and I'm just Liesl's been amazing.
But how do
she's
you figure it out when your partner's like, they've got other stuff to do in the day, and they have other things to get done? Because I mean, you know, everyone on the show is fantastic, but some people just did have more time as contestants to be contestants.
No, I take my
Liesl though has just your schedule's just from another land. So how do you manage that?
Yeah, I'd basically just cleared my schedule and said, I'm yours whenever you need me. And I had no excuse to be tired at 10 o'clock when she had been up since 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
So she kind of pushed me. She was my inspiration to keep energized, actually, because she was like a trooper.
And there were many a times where we would be trekking from Centurion, Midrand to Hyde Park, off to the West Rand. I'd be fast asleep in the passenger seat. And I really want to thank you for never taking pictures of me sleeping with my open mouth and drooling on your
that
seat.
That you know of.
But yeah, that is pretty much how we just had to work as a team, you know. Whether it was him fetching me at work or me passing out at the studio for 30 minutes. And it's him taking a walk and coming back, and then we just restart again. That's pretty much how it went down.
And this all makes it so obvious why you did this. This level of stress in life. Absolutely everything everyone needs. Okay, hanging out with Ryan and Liesl. On the other side of this, Ryan's brought in a green bag that has something. I have no idea what's inside the bag.
It's a little
you're
going to
tell us
box.
In a second. Oh, it's a survival box. I thought it was going to be shoes or something.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no shoes.
Okay, no shoes for a while. Okay, cool. We're going to find out what's in the green bag other side of this. Cliffcentral.com. All right. Remember, if you missed any of our interviews with the Dancing with the Stars South Africa contestants, you can go to cliffcentral.com to catch up on that. It is all there waiting for you. This is also waiting for you. It's just over 1 month to go before Chance the Rapper performs live in South Africa. Catch him along with Shane Eagle, Nadia Nakai, and Frank Casino at the Castle Light Unlocks concert at the Ticket Pro Dome in Joburg. It's all happening on the 30th of April, and the next day is a public holiday, so there's no reason to miss out. Get your tickets now at CompuTicket for the Castle Light Unlocks concert. You don't want to miss this hashtag Castle Light Unlocks exclusive. You absolutely don't. Hellman on CliffCentral.com. So, 3 weeks left of this competition until the finale. What? How's it gonna? Who's gonna win? Is that a like?
It has to be one of the girls. I mean, come on, girl power all the way.
Oh, we're having a war here, boys. Man power.
That doesn't even sound right. It just sounds like something
well,
you shouldn't be buying.
Well, there's a girl and a boy in every couple. So
girl power celebrity.
Okay,
celebrity,
cool.
So that's Zola or Vanessa Marie.
Yeah.
Although many of fans and friends will also know I have a soft spot for Eden. So if it can't be one of the girls, it can be Eden.
Okay.
Yeah, that's from my side.
What's it like to watch this back? Watching the show back. Do you watch it back? Is that like one of the first things you do? And then it's like in super HD and it's...
So basically, Ryan, my parents come and watch every show. Then I race to their place afterwards, make sure they get home okay, and they watch the show again when they get home, and
really?
I watch it again. Then in the morning, they watch it again. And there's a repeat on a Tuesday, and I think they watch it again, even though they've saved it on their... The recorder, they watch it with the advert. So, I watch it back. But I do analyze everyone's dances and I analyze us and I judge myself. And
so you did you watch it back?
The first time I watched the show back was last week, but that's because I didn't have the time that people had. I was like, where do you guys find 2 hours to sit and watch a show? I get home from rehearsals at 7. I have to be in bed by 8. I have to be up at 3. Do you know what I mean? Like, I rarely had the time. So I was watching last week's show back, and I was kind of fast forwarding through the parts. I'm like, nope, I don't see this. I don't want to see that. Because it's also, I was there, so I know exactly what happened. But there was one moment in last week's show where Frank got a little emotional on the couch, you know, where we have these confessions. And he said that nobody understands what it's like to be in this competition except for the people that are in it. But even the way he said it, he paused, he pulled himself towards himself because it's hard, man. And yeah, you don't understand. I think people having so many different comments about why is this one doing that? Why does she do that? Why does she get upset? Why does she cry? You don't get it. Like, you have to physically be there and work 8 to 15 hours a day and then get there on a Sunday and still be told that wasn't that good. Here's a 4, here's a 5, here's a 6.
Yeah.
And then that can crush your spirit, you know, and it can make you excited as well when you get a 9. So it's a roller coaster ride, but it's also an amazing experience.
I think when I watched it back, and then Liesl hadn't, because she had to get up for work and everything, she was often quite down after some of the comments and some of the marks and that kind of things. And I could send a message saying, look at this, you look beautiful, you looked, this was excellent, that lift went perfectly, and this looked great. And I could pick up a little bit from there. But we always started off on a Monday and Tuesday on a bit of a low, and then we built our way up, and then peaking by the weekend, felt like it kind of waved like that every week. Yeah.
Team Riley. Yes.
Was a team.
What do you take away from this that's going to help you with life in general?
Just everything amplified, you know. I've always been very perseverant, but here had to be next level. And I think after Miss South Africa, I had kind of a slow sailing journey, you know. I'd worked hard and a lot of things fell into place, and then I was now put back into a situation where I had to work very hard again. So the perseverance, the reignited confidence as well, and also just the resilience. You can't do this and not know that you're going to have to push and work and work and work all the time, and that's what you have to do in life. There's going to be many situations where you walk into a boardroom, where you walk into a meeting, and everyone's just like, nah, we don't really feel it, you know what I mean? And you must just be able to dust yourself off and do it all over again. Mm. And that's pretty much everything I learned every single week.
It's a great lesson.
Yeah.
What's in the green bag,
Okay, so everything about Lisa Laurie is
in the
got a bit
bag.
Of spice with it.
Okay.
So even when she has a shot of vitamin C and orange juice, it's got cayenne pepper and spicy.
Oh wow!
All sorts of spice.
Yes, it's a vitamin
We've been living
T-shirt.
on our juices and health juices, and that's why I said I know what to get her when I go to the shop.
This is how you know it's intense. It's not a box of chocolates when you finish this competition.
No, it's a vitamin C shirt.
From the very beginning, we're both quite argumentative, and we both had a lot of debates. From the very beginning, she was saying, are you a pineapple on a pizza person or are you not? So what I've got here is a massive pizza. No, I'm joking. It's the other debate.
There's the chocolate.
Is it Lindt or is it Ferrero Rocher? That's the debate.
And okay.
It is Ferrero.
She likes
Ferrero.
Chocolate with bits in it.
Yay.
I'm a Lindt man.
Okay. No.
But that's just a token of a little small thing to say thank you for everything.
Oh, thank you so much.
You haven't got rid of me yet.
Should I ask him the question?
Yeah. The pineapple
Would you do Dancing with the Stars?
I'm not after speaking to all of you, no. Definitely not. It sounds terrible.
Most important question in life. Do you allow pineapple on pizza?
I mean, I can do pineapple.
You can or you really want it?
I can. It's not that I really want it. What's the story with the pineapple? That's where we'll leave. What is the story with the pineapple?
You need to put pineapple on pizza for it to bring out the je ne sais quoi.
Of the pizza?
Yeah.
Ruins it.
The pineapple on the pizza. Okay, cool. Well, we know what you fill out in the dietary requirements on any form. Guys, congratulations. It's so impressive. Final message to everybody that was part of the squad supporting you and just loving everything that you did.
Sure. Like I said in a post that I did earlier, it's so humbling when people actually do vote for you and take the time to support you and send you a little message after you've danced. So that's just absolutely amazing. I want to thank everyone, and I want to thank Liesl for trusting me with her dancing. And Liesl used to love it when I made mistakes. That was like her best moment when Ryan, because the pros actually have a little bit of pressure as well. You know, we're not allowed to make mistakes. But we always had a good laugh, and she made it so much fun. So thanks for that.
Yeah, I think the most important thing is just to remember that we do live in a country of Ubuntu, and that's exactly what I saw with this competition. Not just the love from the votes or the tweets, but also the people that we were in the competition with. And I'd like to thank everyone. Thank also the cast and the crew. They really, really looked after us. Yes. We eat a lot. We drink a lot of water, and they really made sure that we were always fed and we were always healthy. Bean bags and blankies and everything we needed was always there. And yeah, to Mnet, Rapid Blue, and Lotto Star, really, really amazing. And then also to my amazing partner. I've been saying this for the past couple of days. If any celebrity gets Ryan Hammond next year, best know that you're going to have the best time of your life, and you may just win the competition. Just
boom. There you go. Well, I loved what you said in the release, Lizzie. You said, I don't leave this competition with any losses, maybe the loss of my beautiful toes.
Yeah.
But if you can walk out with everything but your toes intact, you've done a great job. Lizzie, yes. Ryan, thanks you so much
thank
for coming
you.
Through, and thank congratulations. And yeah, final in 3 weeks. Ryan, we'll still see you on the show, though.
Yeah.
You'll see me at the final.
We'll be back for maybe
another
dance.
The queen needs to return.
Frank Opperman wins, starting with the Star South Africa 2018. All right, guys, thanks so much for stopping by.
Bye. Nick Hillman on CliffCentral.com.